This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live kicking off the third hour. Mark with you.
Rich.
And Melanie.
Call in, talk about what you want, but it looks like we're talking about healthcare here on Free Talk Live. Let's get right into the calls. Got Steve calling in from Virginia. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, is it Free Talk Live?
It is Free Talk Live. Talk lively.
I just wanted to say something. Basically, as a libertarian, I feel like it starts at home in your own personal practice. Like, we can hope and pray and change for the government, but me personally, I look at two major things. One is, like, how am I looking out for my own health care? Things are, like, two, three, four, five times more expensive. Well, I'm a registered nurse, and I've noticed that people are, like, two or three,
Thank
four,
you,
five
service.
Times more unhealthy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And the other thing, too, is it's a real big thing, and it's very subjective, but it's real, polypharmacy. So, you know, people are taking 4, 5, 8, 9, 10 different drugs, and we start them out when they're teenagers. So the thing is, this is a very important thing for everybody in the audience to remember. When you go to the doctor, right, hopefully a doctor you can trust, the number one thing you say is, look, this pill, this new prescription or this inhaler that you're giving me, is this something that can be done temporarily? What are the things that I can do to take one of these medications off my list or reduce it by from 50 milligrams to 25 milligrams? You have to stand up and be an actual libertarian and practice, not just in theory, but in your own personal life where you can make the most, the state and local and the most, the governing oneself on the personal level, that's where you can make the most change. So you need to say these words to your doctor. Look, is this pill something that I can take less of or temporarily? Can I reduce the number of medications or anything like this? How important is this? And take it into your own mindset to take control and take less. And that's going to make the major difference, not these political changes.
Is that something
right,
that's easier
Steve.
To do when
Thank
you're
you
younger?
Thank you for the call.
Oh, okay. Is that something that's easier to do when you're younger? Because I look at, I'm getting older, obviously.
You're still 10 years younger than me.
Right. But at some point, right, you look at, the medication list that elderly people are taking. I don't really ever want to get to that point, right? I don't want to be taking, this is the noon pill and the 3 p.m. pill and whatever it is to, stay alive. Because that's allegedly what they have to do all that stuff for.
So allegedly.
Right. So
allegedly.
That's what I'm saying. No, fair. Allegedly. But is it, when young people go to the doctor, they're not inundated with dozens of pills to take on a daily basis. So it's easier to regulate what you're consuming at a younger age. But how do old folks go to the doctor and say, is this something I'm going to need to take for decades? Like, they're stuck on pills at that point, are they not?
I would say no. I'm so sorry, but I don't want to give too much information about myself, but a rough estimate, at least 30% of the pills that people over 60 are taking are, this is my personal view, 25 years of being a nurse, registered nurse, about at least starting out 30% of the pills that people over 60 are taking, they could probably, you need to talk to your doctor about this. I don't want anybody to throw their pills out. You need to talk to your doctor about it. Have that conversation. Probably 30% of those medications you don't need.
So why would the doctor, if you're going to have the conversation with your doctor, why would the doctor prescribe those in the first place?
Okay, so standards of practice, standards of care, right? I'm not a doctor, but as a nurse, I have a general idea of what's going on. So patient complains of X, right? X, Y, and Z. Well, this is a patient complains of A, right? So patient wants an intervention. So an intervention has to be done, right? Number one, money. Number two, CYA, cover your behind, right? So the doctor wants to be able to write a prescription for something, and I know every healthcare provider out there, a lot of healthcare providers are like, it's blasphemy for me to break the code of silence. But look, so the doctor knows, hey, CYA, it's a term we say, cover your behind, right? So if somebody complains of something, standards of care, standards of practice say that these are the four or five interventions that you can do, right? So he writes a prescription because that's the standard thing for that standard milligram, for that milligrams per kilograms per patient for a certain age. There's already a prescription. There's already like a prescribe, you know, like a, I don't know all the, I don't remember all the words from school, but like there's already a standard of care to write. Somebody has like a high cholesterol, right? So they're not going to say, oh, well, you need to do so many setups a day and do 20 minutes
right,
of cardio.
They don't prescribe exercise, rest, and all those things. Because that's not what they do. Doctors
makes money.
Drug, they burn, and they cut.
Okay.
That's their job.
Well, and to be fair, right. There's kind of a patient kind of, I don't want to say responsibility, but like common sense of, like a doctor is not really for maintenance care. Or no, they might be maintenance care of a condition, but not maintenance care of a person. It's kind of like going to see an engineer because you need to fill up your gas tank. You might have a really weird end result if you do that. Like, well, they're not really for just keeping you healthy.
I can imagine a scenario where doctors are inundated with patients who think they know better because they have access to Google and WebMD.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. And they see commercials that says, if you have this illness, ask your doctor for this drug.
Right.
Right. And then the doctor could feel pressured to just prescribe it to make the patient happy.
Why not?
Also,
yeah.
Why not?
I read something somewhere that patients' satisfaction went way up when they prescribed something.
Yeah.
Because then they walked out with something tangible that they felt like they were paying for.
Agreed. Yeah. Let's go to James calling in from South Carolina. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Talk with you all. Wanted to tell you my experience with socialized healthcare.
All right.
I've retired 28 years with my wife from the Air Force, disabled. And all I can say is, like, I had to have both of my hips replaced. And didn't cost me a penny, which was really wonderful, except for 3.5 years of my life that I couldn't walk. So there's right. That side of the coin.
When you talk
you know,
to vets about the VA, you get one of two things.
My life.
The VA, they either say, is the greatest thing ever, and you should totally do it, or mm-hmm. They're trying to kill me. I mean, it's apparently well, the two worlds.
Yeah, I've been taught that, you know, if you think it's expensive now, wait till it's free.
Yeah.
Then it's really, I mean... Granted, that's $150,000 I didn't have to lay out,
so
but also
get,
at the same time, I couldn't work for 3.5 years, and I was on my back, and my wife had to put my shoes on every day.
Well, so you had to get a hip replacement surgery, two of them?
Both of them.
Yeah. Can you get both of them done at the same time?
And they wouldn't do it at the same time. It took 14.5 months for the left side, and then another 9.5 months for the right side.
I have some experience. A relative is getting a hip replacement. They were prescribed the replacement in late December, and the procedure was scheduled for late January. So that's the time frame that we're talking about here. Thanks for the call, James.
But does $150,000 for that procedure sound reasonable?
I don't know what the procedure is.
What
it costs.
A hip replacement.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it costs.
Okay.
They've got insurance, and they're not going to pay much, and they can afford whatever they've got to pay.
Well, and his was free, but he said it saved him $150,000.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah.
Seems inflated.
Well, and it wouldn't cost that much for the sole reason of nobody can pay it.
Right. That's kind of my point.
You can't charge that.
You can't charge
in a free market, it wouldn't cost that much. But you know, that's the market in healthcare is anything but free. It's the most perverted market that we have in America.
But
the people who are doing the procedures don't know what it costs.
Right. But there has to be a way for us to compare what he would have paid versus what he saved. Because in his mind, he's saving $150,000. But if you remove that socialized aspect of it, it wouldn't cost $150,000 to begin with.
Well, another thing is that I'll bet you if he went and got his hips done outside of the VA, if there was some kind of complication that costs more money, then the VA isn't going to cover that complication because they didn't do the operation. So they've got him in a catch-22 where he basically has to lay around in a bed with his wife putting on his shoes because he's stuck.
Yeah. Well, that would have likely happened anyway. Like, you know, if that's part of the hip replacement recovery process, there's no getting around that if you're going to do the surgery.
Well, no, it sounded like that was part of the waiting for a replacement process.
Oh, okay.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or you can check out our Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. You'll sound a lot better there, and all you have to do is register username and password. It's pretty easy. Discord.freetalklive.com. Your call is coming up.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about, well, single-payer health care all night long. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat, that fiat meaning government money, right in the mobile app. Withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. And what they're doing must be working because they're one of the most, one of the highest increasing cryptos over the last year. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. It's Divvy. Project.org. Let's go to the phones. Bobby calling in from Illinois. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Richie Richardhead, do you believe in God?
Nope.
Really? So is it okay to lie on the airwaves about somebody?
All right. Look, I've let you talk because you had a great call yesterday. If we're going to do the same old rigmarole, you're gone.
I'm going to do what I say. Or
goodbye. Not going to do what you say. You've got a court order not to contact here. All right, going to the phones. Dave calling in from California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, following that call, I forget the guy's name, but I've been following Free Talk Live for years. I'm really kind of tired of that dude, but whatever.
That's James Wittekind from Arizona.
James Wittekind. That's what it is. I remember him. Anyway, first, let me just say, Richard Rich, Epic Beard, God dang, I'm jealous. That is awesome.
You.
And Melanie, as a person who has passed the LSAT, I would love to pick your brain because I couldn't figure that thing out. So, bad props to you. Well, let me get to what I call. Normally, I talk to Mark Steen, and you guys have talked about reparations for a while. And I don't think
we have
you guys.
Here on Free Talk Live, I hate to try to avoid this topic.
But Ian has brought up kind of at passing, but he kind of hears himself, so I won't bring him up that much, other than to say he's kind of whistled over the topic. But as a black person, I don't disagree with your and Brian's, your Mark and Ian's topic. I don't disagree with you, 100%. What I can say is this. I just want to give you a black person's perspective on it, if I may.
Sure.
All right, so. When it came to the Japanese and their internment, did they get reparations?
I think so. At some point, like way later. What?
Right. In the Indians, when it came to them and their land, did they get reparations?
Sort of. I mean, they got some land out of the deal.
That's debatable.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the Indians really got terribly screwed, but all right.
Okay. When it came to the Jews in World War II, did they get reparations?
I think that Germany made some kind of pass at it.
Okay, and in America, we weren't even involved in that. We weren't almost even our fault. But somehow, some way, in society, in America, where blacks have one-tenth the wealth, and which twice as likely to get pulled over and get longer prison sentences, again, by some coincidence, we get screwed again. So, just let you know, I'm not disagreeing
with you. Well, not getting handouts is not getting screwed.
Well, I don't think those are handouts.
Racism is not a handout.
At this point in history, it's a handout.
Well,
no, absolutely not. When wealth is multi-generational, it's not a handout.
So that's what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about. I don't think there should be reparations for slavery. But the reality is that the Jim Crow laws that kicked in basically in the middle of Reconstruction and went certainly through the 60s.
Later than that in some places.
Yeah, you're talking about 100 years, maybe more, of this two standards that was going on. Is the problem. Now, slavery to me, before you go on, Dave, I'm sorry, right. I just want to make a point. Slavery was a system that went on for 9,000 years, and it was only recently stopped and only in certain ways. But this treating people differently because of color thing, it had to do with slavery. It was all sort of wrapped up in there. But, you know, there was slavery in this country that plenty of Indians were slaves. There are people brought over in indentured servitude, which is a form of slavery, certainly not chattel slavery. But chattel slavery existed in Rome. If you were born to a slave mother, you were a slave. They had a manumission system, but they had that here in the U.S. too. I think when it's much more difficult to indict slavery in the U.S.'s history than it is to indict Jim Crow laws and the two standards, the Plessy Ferguson kind of thing, to me. Go ahead.
I'll give you that. I 100% agree with you on that. And when I say reparations, I don't just mean slavery. I mean the fact that when my grandfather came back from World War II, he wasn't allowed to use the GI Bill to buy a home. If you ask people now how their homes were bought, two generations ago, most of the people bought their homes off using the GI Bill and the VA
home. I maintain that the default state of nature is poverty, and anything beyond that is a bonus.
But what if that poverty, that default, is enforced based on ethnicity, especially people who participated? So the only people and organizations that are responsible for paying for slavery are people and organizations that are still alive, right? And people you can say that somebody who is the heir of a slave would have gotten whatever reparations, the 40 acres and a mule that they were supposed to get. The United States government.
Slave owners actually got. Sorry, but not to interrupt you, but the slave owners actually got the reparations.
I didn't even know that was given out at all.
Yeah,
I know the name of a rap owners. Album that is important and foundational. That's all I know. So this money doesn't go to the people it is supposed to go to, so they don't get this sort of generational wealth. I see the point.
I don't care about generational wealth.
But generational wealth is real.
It's real, but it's a bonus.
It's easy to say you don't care about it when you're a benefactor of it.
But if somebody
steals it. Poverty.
Right. That's the default state. But you can work out of that. And if someone works out of that, it's not... You can't just put them back into poverty because that's the default.
Well, he's not being put back into poverty.
Okay.
Oh, no. Reparations isn't about people getting
put back. As to whether it exists or whether or not reparations gets implemented would be up for debate. But what's not up for debate is every deal requires negotiations. So,
absolutely.
Dave, if the negotiation was every person who can prove that they have, that 50%, they're 50%, evolved, ancestors of slaves, can go to the government and demand $50,000 in cash, right?
Okay.
At that point, do they still get to collect welfare afterwards?
Oh, well, hold on. That's two different topics because if you look at who collects
welfare. I think it should
welfare,
be stopped.
Yeah, if you look at who collects welfare, it's not black people. My grandfather lived on a farm, and he never got a dollar from the government. He was out there sharecropping for years down in northern Florida. So, I mean, who's the main recipient of welfare is typically white women. I mean, just be honest with you. So I just want to be honest with you. So that was a two different subject.
Well, I'm just saying is that exactly what does these negotiations look like? If we're talking about reparations and what they would be, I think reparations should have been handled with the bailout to the banks. Because a whole bunch of money was given to those banks. It should have been given. You just spend that out through reparations. The problem solved. We don't have to have this conversation anymore. Dave, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Free Talk Live. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. In a series of tweets, President Trump is issuing a stern warning to Tehran to avoid trying to retaliate for the U.S.-ordered airstrike that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani last week. USA's John Clements reports.
I spoke to retired Lieutenant Jason Redman, who spent 20 years as a SEAL, leading combat missions in both Iraq and in Afghanistan. In 2007, Redman was shot twice, once in the elbow and once in the face, on a mission in Iraq. I wondered what he thought of the threats by Iran to retaliate.
You know, what I foresee them doing is trying to ramp up what they've already continuing to be doing, which is target American interests, target Americans, target Israeli interests. And they're going to do that through terrorism, assassination, and probably even a lot of cyber war. So trying to go after us through cyber methods.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you can also use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. There's a username and password sign-up situation, but once you do, it's even faster, and you sound great. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. There's a lot of excitement surrounding cryptocurrency. Prices are on the rise. I don't think that's the reason to get involved, but it is the reason some people get involved, and it indicates some of the amazing new technologies that are coming out there. Bitcoin.com, especially news.bitcoin.com, it's a great place to go to find out the things that are going on. This is your one-stop shop. Whether you need to learn about cryptocurrency, they'll show you where to buy it. They'll sell it to you. They got a wallet. They've got everything that you need to have. They'll show you how to spend it. Places like saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. You go there and, you can spend your Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just go to Bitcoin.com to learn more. They've got all kinds of features over there. Bitcoin.com. Let's go to Jacob calling in from Alabama. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live. Jacob, check, check. You're on Free Talk Live, Jacob.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
All's well.
All right. So I have two questions. They're just personal opinion questions.
Okay.
I heard that one of the ads earlier was talking about the entire situation with Iran or Iraq or whatever. I was going to ask you guys.
That might be the news, but all right.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you guys, what do you guys think? Do you guys think that we're going to go into World War III? Because you go on the internet and all you really see now is just memes of World War III.
I put them up at facebook.freetalklive.com, and I love them. I think these WW3 memes are awesome.
They're memes, but it's also a general concern amongst a lot of people.
Well,
right?
So the millennials and even the ones that are younger, when I used to have to get comedy, we'd have to get the video of, like, Robin Williams or Eddie Murphy, and we'd sit there and we'd watch it for 2 hours and laugh our heads off, and that sort of thing. Comedy is available through memes now, and it's rapid fire. And I gotta say, you know, yay to the internet. You're so funny. I love it. As far as World War III goes, I don't know, man. I don't have any answers one way or the other. I sincerely hope that more lives and treasure is not lost, not spent, not squandered, but it could be.
And it's going to have to take bigger countries than Iran to, like, set that off.
Well, I think Russia's pretty concerned.
And with rightfully so. But that's what it would be. It would be do something to Iran enough where Russia decides to get involved, and then maybe we could talk.
Yeah, and another question I was going to ask, it's just another question. I was talking to my girlfriend about it earlier. So I live in Alabama, and, you know, obviously Alabama is a very, very big controversial state. You know, it's known for racism and all that stuff. But my question I was asking is, why do you think people today are still, like, actually racist to other people? I just didn't understand. I don't understand how people can do that.
Cultural ignorance.
So I guess what they're seeing is they're doing sort of pattern recognition. They're seeing certain things go on and ascribing stuff to it. I don't know the answers.
Yeah.
That's my best guess. I don't know.
Well, and some people, the best thing they got going for them is their skin color.
Which means that you don't have much going for you.
So they can just kind of piggyback off of other people's achievements and then ignore their own failings. It's like, well, the physicist and a Nobel Prize physicist was white, and I'm white, so therefore, like, no.
We're the smartest.
I don't think most white people don't even say they're the smartest. They say Ashkenazi Jews are or Asians are. I mean, they're not even supremacists. They're the opposite. Jacob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. The thing is that when you're talking about sort of race, we're 8 billion people on this planet, and Africa is where everybody came from. So to presume that because somebody's skin is because they're what we call black, that they're somehow the same as another person that we call black, it's not even close.
Yeah.
I mean, the genomic differences between West Africa and East Africa are supposed to be, as I've been told, greater than the genomic differences between East Africa and Eastern Europe.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said it's cultural ignorance, right? It's if you grow up in an area surrounded by mostly people of the same race as you, and you don't venture out beyond that, right, there's a foreignness to anyone beyond that, right? And then you see things, you know, that the news portrays to you, right? Like, you know, blacks commit more crimes or whatever, or the Asians are smart, whatever it is. That stereotype stays with you.
Yeah, no, I've lived in some pretty diverse areas, and that didn't stop them from being racist.
Okay.
Yeah, there's not much solution for it. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Right, that case I was talking about, but it's not cultural ignorance. Racism is actually cultural intelligence. It's what kept people alive for all of history. They stayed within their tribe and they didn't get killed.
Well, I don't know if that's racism, but it is. But you're absolutely right. Is that we are evolved to say you're in my in group, and you're not in my in group, and. I mean, you can look at dogs, you can look at babies, you can look at these creatures which have no social prohibitions against racism, and you can see, well, yeah, they participate in that. I was very careful with my young son to hand him off to some black guys. You know, hold my kid for a minute. And I suspect this happens to them relatively regularly, probably for the same
and
reasons.
And you're just like the guy who gets to hold all the babies.
Well, it's got to happen. Otherwise,
not if you've evolved to not do that. Then you're putting him in danger.
Well, he's not in danger.
Yeah. The other paradox, moronic thing about people complaining about racism is that. So by their argument, by definition, what they're saying is we want to get rid of black people and we want to get rid of white people and we want to get rid of brown people and we want to get rid of yellow people and we want to get rid of
gray people is the theory.
All that's left are the Jews.
Yeah, we want to get rid of all those different designations because we want everybody to be the same. And so, you know, so what they're saying is the tribes in the lost tribes in the Amazon and so on and so forth, they want those to all be homogenized into one world. We don't want any differences anymore.
That's not what I'm saying when I say it. And I do say it.
I just don't want to have the conversation.
I mean, yeah. I've just had too many conversations about racism in my life, and I don't feel I'm getting that football down the field any farther. You know, I don't feel like, wow, finally, I figured out something new.
Well, and that homogeneity is nonsense as well, because color, like the melanin content, developed for specific regions for a reason.
Well, hold on. It developed out of specific regions.
Sure.
So melanin was a thing for even white people who went people who migrated to Europe. Go ahead, David.
I really dig that Davy wallet. Everybody should go to Davy.com and download the Davy wallet, deposit your money, and in one click, I'll swipe it and send it around the world. So back to this lawsuit, the reason that
can you tell me about the lawsuit? Reason,
J.J. Caldwell, basketball player, New Mexico. Yeah, let's perk up some ears listening to you on KENN in New Mexico. And,
Four Corners.
New Mexico is known to New Mexicans. Well, first of all, New Mexico is known to the FBI. The head of the FBI stated publicly that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation. And so combine that with everybody in New Mexico will admit and knows that New Mexico has a nepotism problem in its power structure.
Hold the line.
Yep.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. I might be able to get you in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's the final segment. Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
I'm going to go to David in New Mexico talking about some basketball star that had with the University of New Mexico. I don't remember all the names or anything. David, I've got a few minutes for you here, but I do have other calls.
Yeah, so let me rattle it off. So the if anybody looks it up online, there's plenty of articles. The basketball player is a New Mexico Lobo basketball player, J.J. Caldwell. And the reason this case is significant is it substantiates my allegations, because what he's claiming in his federal lawsuit against the University of New Mexico is exactly what I'm claiming regarding the 14th Amendment and other things. And but what I was saying when we left is that in addition to the FBI stating that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation, New Mexico also has a nepotism problem in its power structure, in its government especially, as evidenced by this Albuquerque Journal article that says right here that Nasha Torres, the dean of students, is the wife of Raul Torres, the second judicial district attorney whose office is reviewing Caldwell's case for potential criminal charges. So in one husband and wife partnership, you have Nasha Torres, the dean of dean of students, University of New Mexico, that evicted this basketball player from his apartment, blocked him from doing anything with the basketball team, banned him from campus until further notice. Without him, he's not even been charged with anything. And at the same time, simultaneously, Nasha Torres' husband, Raul Torres, is the Bernalillo County prosecutor that is responsible for deciding whether or not to prosecute this guy.
So yeah, I wonder how that's going to go for him.
it's probably going to go very well for him. It's the state of New Mexico that needs to get its ass kicked, and the state of New Mexico is in the process of getting its ass kicked by this basketball player and his lawyers in the federal lawsuit.
Keep me up to date on it, David. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
855-450-3733. Let's go to John calling in from Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
I'm not sure, but I thought earlier I heard you guys talking briefly about poverty. And
Hold on. I'm losing audio here. Talk right into your phone.
Okay. I thought I heard you guys talking about poverty earlier, and I've been reading some things that I think are important. There's an economist named Brian Kaplan who's going to release a book within the next year or so, but he's written a lot about it online already. And he's talked about the causes of poverty. The book is to be named Poverty, Who's to Blame? And
Need a cause. That's part of it. It's the default state. It's okay. How to eliminate poverty and bring yourself out of it that needs a cause.
At this point in the United States, it's hard to be poor.
Okay.
You have to try.
Sure.
Poor
people.
Try
we
to
just
not
talked
try.
About the first quintile of less than $12,000 and what they have to, you know, quadriplegic or lazy or whatever.
Yeah, because you have to not have a job.
Right. I'd say you're right in so much as no one owes you anything.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not correct that you necessarily need to be poor in America, that you start out poor. You don't. I mean, you've got to be pretty lazy.
You start out screaming naked and crying.
I got you.
Right? Everything else is given to you by someone else until such a time that you can take it over. And none of that's given to you throughout your childhood into whenever you can start taking care of yourself is owed to you in any way.
Yes, but your parents give it to you.
They do.
And I do think parents have an obligation. I think that you create somebody who's incompetent, you have an obligation to take some level of care for them. So you have an obligation to provide food for a kid until they can figure out how to provide food for themselves. You have an obligation to provide shelter and clothing to a kid until they can figure out how to do those sorts of things for themselves.
And I don't think that's what people are talking about when they're talking about, like, generational wealth.
No, generational wealth means the money that's passed down, and I think that there's a good argument that some social groups have done better with generational wealth than others. But, you know, as a guy whose ancestors got here to the United States and got as poor as fast as they possibly could, I don't really get much out of my familial line. So, go ahead, John.
Yeah, well, anyway, Kaplan's book is called Poverty, Who's to Blame? And Brian Kaplan. The three main causes of world poverty are, one, bad laws in the third world, bad laws that discourage business and competition and market.
Right, this is what we saw with the Jasmine Revolution all over Africa and the Middle East is basically, these people just can't do business without the government meddling. Go ahead, John.
Right, perhaps legal regime. Number two is closed borders in the first world, because world productivity would double if the borders were open.
Right. This is undisputed. Economists say this over and over again. World productivity would double if the borders were open. But, you know, no one wants to talk about how to make immigration easier. By the way, birth rates in the United States are declining at record rates. Death rates are going up at record rates. There's obviously we could use a few more people. Look, I don't know what the magic number is of people from, you know, what mixes from which areas of the world so that we maintain U.S. culture, whatever the hell that is. I'm not even sure what that is either. But I can tell you the government certainly doesn't know what it is, and it's not trying very hard to figure it out.
It's just not the Mexicans.
And the third major cause of poverty in the world, and this would be the major cause of poverty in the United States, would be irresponsible behavior. So
that's probably the biggest one.
In the United States, for sure. Around the world, the other two are very big. If you live in the United States, if you do these three things. If you finish high school, if you work full time and don't quit your job until you have a better one, and if you wait until you're 21 and can afford it, and marry before you have children, those are the three things. If you do those three things in America, there is only a 2% chance that you will be in poverty. If you fail to do all three of those things, there is a 77% chance you will be in poverty.
Yeah, the high school one is kind of funny. So
yeah, I wouldn't lean on that one too much.
If you finish high school, the chances are statistically that you'll be in much better shape. But that's because people who can finish high school finish high school. Whereas if you could finish
it's
high school...
It's also a useful credential that you should get if you can. Now, if you can't pass high school, then it's not your fault, you know, that you don't get that credential.
Well,
so
I've had friends that school wasn't for.
That's not your responsibility if you can't pass.
Yeah, but John, I mean, I could have dropped out of high school in my senior year, got my GED, and everything would have been exactly the same.
You could have dropped out of high school and got a job.
At graduating high school. Sure.
Fine. I could have got out of high school and just dropped it and lied because nobody would have.
Nobody
the problem is the community college would have wanted to see it, and I went there for a little bit, but I never got a degree, so my degree from community college hasn't been useful. No one's ever asked me for any of these pieces of paper. You know? Mm-hmm. If I would have just checked the box that said, yep, I graduated high school, nobody at any job would have ever said anything.
Yeah, nobody ever checked for my college or law degree, but they did check for my high school GED stuff when I applied to undergrad.
Right. Colleges care about your education, but that's
jobs
the only ones.
Yeah, jobs don't. You just lie on the form and get the job.
The point
here is that in America, poverty is largely avoidable, and that if, you know, even if you think there is some obligation to give charity to people who are poor, it's the people who could easily have avoided poverty by acting reasonably. They should go to the back of the line.
Personally, I think that charity should be directed, and what I do directed towards things that you could not possibly have avoided this on an individual basis. So
exactly what Kaplan would say, of course, yes.
Yeah, so things like cancer or wrongful convictions or stuff like that where you did nothing wrong and life was like, I don't like you.
John, will you list off those three things that one has to do in America to have a 98% chance of not being in poverty?
That would be finishing high school, getting a full-time job and work full-time and don't quit your job until you have a better job.
Wait until you're 21.
Marry at 21 when, you know, if you can afford to have, and don't have children before you can afford them.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Yeah, that sounds like great advice. Another great advice. Go to freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter right there on the front page, freetalklive.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.